support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Mixed news from the Labor Department today. As NPR's Dave Mattingly reports, the nation's jobless rate is down to 7.7%, but more people are throwing in the towel on their job search.
Unemployment fell 0.2%, largely because more people quit looking for a job, but hiring was stronger last month. The Labor Department says employers added 146,000 jobs. That's despite the effects of Hurricane Sandy on two dozen states, especially New York and New Jersey. Economist Hugh Johnson says the holiday shopping season also helped.
There was significant hiring in the retail end of things, and we saw some really strong numbers for hiring by retail firms in preparation for Black Friday.
Education and health care also showed solid job gains. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 42. Speaker of the House John Boehner is telling reporters there'll be no progress on fiscal cliff talks until the White House is willing to put everything on the table. Speaking on CBS this morning, former Reagan-era Treasury Secretary James Baker said both sides need to be flexible.
I don't think they should be willing to concede on that any more than the Democrats should be willing to concede before the discussion began on cutting entitlements. But all of that has got to be on the table. That's what ought to be a part of the bargain.
The clock runs out on Bush-era tax breaks at the end of this year. Secretary of State Clinton reports that Russia and the U.S. have agreed to support mediation efforts in Syria. Meanwhile, NPR's Deborah Amos has details on events in Syria.
Intense fighting around the capital has been constant for a week as rebels keep up the pressure on Damascus. For civilians, a bread crisis has now reached the capital, where prices are soaring as well as shortages, say residents even in neighborhoods under regime control. In the northern city of Aleppo, there's no bread at any price, according to residents, and activists say bakeries shut down this week after reserves of basic commodities ran out. In Syria's border town, supplies get through from Turkey, but smugglers have driven up prices tenfold, out of reach for the thousands of displaced. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antakya, Turkey.
Police in London do not suspect foul play in the death of a nurse caught in an Australian radio prank call to the London hospital where Prince William's wife, Kate, was being treated for morning sickness. Nurse Jacinta Soldana had answered the phone earlier this week when the radio pranksters called. The royal family and officials at King Edward VII Hospital expressed their condolences. On Wall Street, the Dow up 42. This is NPR. The International Labor Organization says global monthly wages grew 1.2% in 2011, down from a pre-recession rate of 3% in 2007. In developed countries, however, the UN Labor Office estimates that average wages fell by 0.5% last year. With the memory of the bitterness of this political year still fresh, a move is afoot for civil discourse. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio has details on a conversation about the subject between a university think tank and the Council of State Governments.
Debate controversial public policy options as strongly as you want, but stop impugning your opponent's integrity. Scale back the negative stereotypes and listen more. That was the advice about 20 lawmakers here heard from this event's leaders. There was Democratic State Representative Ted Celeste from Ohio and Republican Scott Racker from Iowa.
Understand that there is no real truth, that truth is what everybody perceives it to be.
You know, there's a difference between not agreeing on a position and contrasting that person is an evil person.
Organizers hope other states will have similar campaigns for civil discourse, and next year, so will Congress. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
The redesigned 2013 Ford Fusion is being recalled again. This time, about 19,000 of the vehicles have been called back to replace faulty headlamps. Last week, the Fusion and Escape were recalled to correct a potential defect that could cause engine fires. Ford says the headlamps could become hazy and dim. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pajamagram Company, offering matching holiday PJs for the entire family at pajamagram.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRBS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. And at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. We're going to turn back the clock next to 1951. Listen to the first recordings of Howling Wolf done in Memphis at Sam Phillips Studios. This track and one other were leased to Chess Records out of Chicago, and that really, really launched Howling Wolf's career. Here's Howling Wolf with a piece called Moaning at Midnight.
I'm gonna bring back sorry. Treat me this way. Yes, I'm going upstairs. I'm gonna bring back down my clothes. I'm going upstairs. I'm gonna bring back down my clothes. I'm gonna go home. If anybody asks you about me, just tell them I walk out the door.
Henry Gray on piano and vocals from a disc called Henry Gray Plays Chicago Blues. This one came out in 2001. He had two releases, two discs out that year. In this case, playing with some Chicago bluesman Bob Margolin. Also, well, Bob Coratore and Kid Ramos are from the West Coast. But anyway, done in Chicago, some fine blues. Henry Gray's cover of How Many More Years, an old Howling Wolf tune. Of course, Henry Gray worked for Howling Wolf on and off from 1956 to 68 before he moved back to Louisiana. And we heard Howling Wolf before hearing Henry. We heard Wolf from 1951 doing Moaning at Midnight. Next here on KRVS, we've got another cover of a Howling Wolf tune, this one done by Carl Weathersby, guitarist and vocalist for years with the group Sons of the Blues out of Chicago. This rendition of Killing Floor was recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana back in 1995. Carl Weathersby again, guitar and vocals with Killing Floor.
Back. just a little too late.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
I was motivating a bag in town. I saw a Cadillac sign saying, well, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in a drive. I gunned my motor twice and then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, I said, straighten your Ford and I'll put you in a car and eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. Well, I'm gonna get me a car. Well, I'll move on down the road. Yeah, and I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boat. Miss, I want a yellow convertible, a four-door DeVille with a Continental spare and wide chrome wheels. I want power steering and power brakes and a powerful motor jack with a jet-off tank. I want air conditioning and automatic heat and a full rollaway bed in my back seat. A shortwave radio, a TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. I'll get me a car, to move on down the road. Yeah, and I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boat. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. Now I've been an aviation fuel man, but no matter what the cost. On a railroad air horn and a military spot and a five-year guarantee on everything I got. A $10 deductible on $20 notes and $30,000 bill to man, you know. Well, that's all she wrote. Well, I've got me a car. Oh, to move on down the road. No money down. And I won't have to worry about that broken down dragon boy.
Some early John Hammond. John Hammond from an album called Big City Blues that came out years ago on Vanguard Records. Hammond's cover of the Chuck Berry composition, No Money Down. Before hearing John Hammond, we heard Carl Weathersby. We heard Weathersby from a disc called Don't Lay Your Blues on Me Again. One recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. Weathersby did a cover of the Howling Wolf tune, Killing Floor. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Otis Spann, who from 1953 to 1969 was the pianist in Muddy Waters' band. And Otis, just a fine, fine blues artist of that classic generation of Chicago players. We're going to listen to him from 1969. He had gone out on his own by this time. Here is Otis Spann with a cover of Got My Mojo Working. from the spring of 1961. That was Earl Hooker on guitar with a little instrumental entitled Blue Guitar. Earl Hooker was preceded by Otis Spann. We heard Otis Spann from 1969, recorded in Los Angeles, doing a rendition of Got My Mojo Working. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. Both Otis Spann and Earl Hooker died in April of 1970. They were both 40 years old at the time. Otis Spann died of cancer, and Earl Hooker died of tuberculosis. And in 1970, shortly thereafter, Memphis Slim, the fine pianist, originally from Memphis, he had been in Chicago for a number of years in the early 60s. He moved to Paris, France. Memphis Slim composed a tribute to both Otis Spann and Earl Hooker. And this is on his album, the Blue Memphis Suite, recorded in France. Memphis Slim on piano and vocals. Peter Green is on guitar on this particular track. A number called simply Otis Spann and Earl Hooker.
Now goodbye, dear Otis. Mr. Otis Spann, they were beginning to take notice to great piano men. But now he's gone, God bless him, to the prom. Land. Goodbye, Mr. Piano Man. I remember when Earl Hooker was just a lad. He was determined, in spite of all the problems he had, playing his guitar, my friend, he had a lot of success. But now the poor kid is gone to rest. Traveling that long, long, lonesome road. But what do we get, my friend, for everything we give? Hell and damnation. As long as we live, so goodbye, Earl Hooker and Otis too. You will now get all the credit that you will always do. How quick your friends forget.
because all I can buy is beer and wine. Well, I can't get my baby what she wants, and she stays cross all the time.
From 1958, that was B.B. King with Recession Blues. Hopefully something we don't dip into again. Not that the first one is over, but anyway, prior to hearing B.B. King, we heard Memphis Slim from a disc called The Blue Memphis Suite, recorded back in 1970 in Paris, and we heard Memphis Slim on piano and vocals. Again, Peter Green was on guitar on that track, a tribute to Otis Spann and Earl Hooker. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Music next from Catfish Keith and his new disc, Put On a Buzz.
When you hit the bottom of your bottle, now you can come to me. When you hit the bottom of your bottle, you know you can't come to me, baby. Don't care what you tell me, don't look so high to me, baby. Don't care how long you go, don't care how long you stay. How long you go, don't care how long you stay, baby. The more that you cry, the further gonna drive me away, baby. How long you gonna drive on that or lonesome old emo road? How long you gonna drive on that lonesome old emo road, baby? Not another burning sands shifting through my burning hands, baby. Dark as the night, baby, just as cold as the clay. Dark as the night, baby, just as cold as the clay, baby. Come out by him all walking, mumbling, crying, and free. Thank you. gossip, mama, 99 times this day. Do my fiasa mama 99 times this day, baby. I can't go one step further, and I won't do nothing you say, baby. Go away from my window, leave at your own show. Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I don't want you for my guru. Got everything I need, baby.
Slow motion, daddy, is that you? governor's face turned red, and this is what he said: I'll shoot you first and cut you half in two. He went to get his gun, and that's when I start to run, 'cause a slow motion daddy ain't no fool. Ain't no fool, boys, ain't no fool. No, a slow motion daddy ain't no fool. Here come the governor, I gotta get out of here now.
Davis with Slow Motion Daddy from his disc Sweetheart Like You. That disc came out in 2009. Before we heard Davis, we heard Catfish Keith from his new disc Put on a Buzz. He did a number entitled Hemaho Road, and he in the liner notes says that one was inspired by Charlie Patton's music. We're going to turn to Charlie Patton now. We're going to listen to Patton. He's sometimes referred to as a godfather of Delta Blues. From 1934, here's Charlie Patton with Revenue Man Blues.
Crossroads. believe I'm sinking down.
I believe I'm sinking down, mama.
Big Head Blues Club featuring Big Head Todd and the Monsters. And on this particular tune, you could probably ascertain that was B.B. King doing a rendition of Crossroads Blues. And this from a disc that came out last year called 100 Years of Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson was born May the 8th of 1911. And before hearing Big Head Todd and B.B. King, we heard Charlie Patton from a disc called The Roots of Robert Johnson. Charlie Patton from 1934 did Revenue Man Blues, and he was a big influence on Robert Johnson and a lot of blues artists of that era. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today, and I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. Good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that is followed at 3 p.m. with Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We are also member-supported public radio. If you'd like to help us continue these programs, you can pledge securely online at our website, krvs.org. To take us on up to the top of the hour at American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, music from Roy Rogers. Here's Rogers on guitar with a title track to his disc Slide Zone. Have a great weekend.